Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 63, Sweet Guitar Riffs, for the week of June 29th, 2008.
Hey everybody, I'm Kyle, a.k.a. Myrna Cow.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week we're talking about license transferring, third-party Xboxes, Assassin's Creed 2, an Xbox 360 price drop, and we also cover this week's new releases of Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Then we introduce you to our new Xbox Live Arcade Reviews by our very own BJSwick33. Yep, we told you we were going to keep him working. And then
That's
we
right.
hit your questions and our Frapper map. But first of all, I wanted to remind you, go out to xboxpodcast.com. That's our website. You can see our shows. You can hit our forums there. You can see our gamer cards. You can also look at the Xbox Podcast gamer card. We're trying to reach a million, and if you want to add your scores to ours, just go on out there and click on that gamer card and sign yourself up to it, and you'll be added.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right, to start this week's off, news stories, we're going to be talking about transferring your content licenses to a new console. If you got a new Xbox 360 console, whether you upgraded to from an arcade to a pro or from a pro to an elite, if you had that nasty word we don't like to mention on here.
If you had the name that shall not be
there
said.
There you go. The error that shall not be repeated, right?
Yeah, there you go. Kind of like a blue screen of death.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. It's kind of funny. I'm surprised they're not blue or the blue lights of death, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways, one of the problems has been if you've had your machine gone in for warranty repair, you bought a new one, that if Xbox Live was ever out or if your internet service was ever out, then the arcade games that you've purchased, you could not play them because it couldn't connect to Live to verify that your gamer tag was in essence, connected with that content. Well, there's a license that gets downloaded to your machine when you buy it, and if you've upgraded your console, now it can't confirm that that content belongs to that console, so it says, well, let me confirm it to your gamer tag, and well, I can't see Live, so you can't play it. And you're never going to know unless Live or your ISP goes out. But Microsoft has fixed this problem, and it's very simple to do, a little time-consuming if you've downloaded a lot of arcade games. But it's a simple two-part process. Number one, you must transfer your authorized license on Xbox.com. So you got to get on a PC or a Mac or any computer that has a web browser. Go to Xbox.com, sign in with your gamer tag, and you can go and select the transfer process. And it's basically going to show you all of the stuff all the licenses you have for which consoles. You can go and just say transfer all these licenses to your new one. Now, you have to have your 360 on at the same time, and once you've done this first part, you go to your Xbox, you go over to the Marketplace tab, you go into your account information, and then you'll see your download history. You can go into your download history, then you actually just select to re-download all the titles, and what that does is it re-brings down a new license to that console, and that solves a problem. If Live ever goes out or your ISP's out, you can still play all your Xbox Live Arcade games. Now, one caveat, you can only do this transfer one time for every per 12-month period. So, you know, don't race out and do it right now if you plan to buy an Elite in the next, you know, couple of months, because then you're not going to be able to do it again until a year has passed. Okay? But check our show notes for a direct link to this information, or just go to Xbox.com, and it'll be right there on their page. I got a big button there. You can see a big image for the transfer process.
I never really thought of that. You know, it's interesting that they, just now are releasing a fix for it, you know, 3 years later, but I fortunately have never had a Red Ring of Death, the error message that shall not be spoken. So I can't say I've had this problem, but that's pretty cool, though. Not gonna lie. Maybe eventually I'll buy an Elite when I have buckets of cash, and then I'll use this for my infinite arcade downloads.
Yeah, it is kind of a pain. When I first got my first box, I'd only had it like 3 days, and I got that nasty message. And so, but I had purchased like and Bejeweled too. So, well, I got my box back and I re-downloaded the content to my new box. But anytime Xbox Live goes out, those two games come up as trial games. Even though I've purchased them, I cannot actually play them all. It comes up as a trial. So that's, if you've ever seen that, where it says, you know you bought it and it says it's a trial version, this is what you need. You need to go through this process to fix that.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Cool, cool. All right, well, speaking about the Xbox 360, it looks like there's going to be a price drop on the Pro console.
Woohoo!
It's still rumored at this point, but starting not this week but next, it could be going down to $299.99. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors post E3.
There are a lot of rumors going around. It's pretty crazy. Our rumor mill would be, like, churning big time, but, in honor of Major Spork, I think we need to keep this show pretty short.
will be a shorter show, just in honor of Major Spork, who stated he prefers them to be short and quick, so.
Yes. And he also said that this show would be 20 minutes, so once we get to the 20-minute mark, we're just going to shut it down, so just so you guys know, no matter where we are. No, I'm just kidding. We'll finish out the show, maybe, if we're... You know, not lazy. But, that's basically all I got. There's been scans of Kmart ads and different other ads citing a price drop. So, pretty cool stuff. On the heels, I think Microsoft's starting to feel a little pressure from Sony because they're selling a little bit better due to some more titles coming out like Metal Gear Solid 4 and stuff like that. So, that'll be cool for anybody that's on the edge about a pro console or wants to upgrade. Check it out.
Well, Kyle, speaking of the Xbox 360, there is another rumor going around that Microsoft will soon begin allowing third parties to manufacture 360 hardware. In other words, companies other than Microsoft could cram 360 hardware into their products. Similar rumors were swirling around late last year saying that a new standard chassis system had been created that would allow 360 hardware to be added to HDTVs. Now, on that note, I also saw another article earlier that there was an actual Xbox 360 TV coming out, and I believe it was by Samsung?
Samsung, that is correct.
Yeah, and, so that's like a couple separate rumors, and one actually having an actual picture. Of course, Photoshop nowadays.
Photoshop, yeah.
Make everything look real, but... there might be something to this one.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about it? Do you think that it's good for it? I mean, for Microsoft to go third party, or do you like just the standard box?
It's weird. It's tough because if Microsoft sticks to their 5 or 6 year console cycle, and if you go and buy an HDTV. I'm not going to be buying an HDTV every 5 or 6 years. I don't see the point of building it in. But I don't know. I Who knows?
Yeah.
It's just...
I don't know. That's a good point.
I would rather see him put a Blu-ray player in it and just keep, you know, doing what they're doing, improve the hardware, make it cooler and quieter and faster and more reliable. I don't think it interests me that someone else might be putting it in a TV. I'm not going to buy a TV because it has an Xbox built into it.
Right. Yeah, because your TV becomes outdated and when it's still perfectly fine.
And then if your Xbox, I mean, think about it. Okay, now your Xbox goes kaputsky because it gets the error, which we will not mention here. Now you got to send a whole entire TV in to be repaired. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. You know.
Yeah. But I mean, and then if it's outside of its warranty, like my boxes, say it gets that error message by blinking at me, and what do I do then? Do I send in my TV for repair and then pay for it, or do I just leave a dead 360 and be like, oh yeah, this TV used to have a 360 in it, then it died. You know, I mean, I don't know. I see why Microsoft would want to do it because they'd make buckets of money, but I don't see it as a, like you said, I mean, we're almost, as much as we don't want to say it, we're 2/3 of the way into 360 life cycle
yeah.
Span. So, I mean, in 3 years, you're going to be looking at obsolete technology when the Xbox, you know, 720 or whatever you want to call it comes out. So then you got a TV with basically, equating it to nowadays, you got a TV with an Xbox in it.
Yeah, I can see why Microsoft would want to do it, you know, get the console in every home and dominate the, you know, home entertainment center type of thing. And they work, you know, but it just, I don't know, it just seems kind of a weird combination as much as that technology changes.
Especially in a TV.
A PS3 that they've claimed will have a 10-year lifespan, yeah, that, then I could see maybe putting one in there, but... But I don't know. It just seems kind of strange.
Now what about this? Having a Pioneer Blu-ray player with an Xbox 360 in it?
It's fine with me.
So, I mean, that could be something. I don't know if I'd go the TV route, but I think I might be more keen to go with the Blu-ray option and the 360 built in. No, because I don't think Microsoft's going to put a Blu-ray player in their box. They might sell third-party Xboxes to Pioneer that makes Blu-ray drives.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think that might be the way to go, if not. But anyways, the show must go on. We had a good discussion about that. But, you know, speaking of the Xbox 360, Ubisoft confirms that there will be no Assassin's Creed 2 this year. So, those of you that I still haven't played the game. So, did you play it? I know Brun did.
Yeah, I played it.
So, would you even remotely be looking forward to this game?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
As much as the game drove me nuts for the fact that it was repetitious, the controls were a little hokey and frustrating at times. It was still an interesting game, and I would like to see where it's going. I mean, there will be another game. They have to.
Yeah, it was very successful. I mean, they said that there won't be another Assassin's Creed this year, but, and I quote, when we bring it back, there will be more anticipation for it. So I would look for it in early, mid-2009. That's
my opinion. I would say, at least by holiday of next year. They got to be working on it, because, I mean, the story ended that it's not over, you know?
Right. Well, so. I didn't know that, but okay, cool.
I didn't ruin anything. I mean, if you know there's a sequel coming, you're going to know they left it open for that, so.
It's kind of like Gears of War. I didn't finish that game either, so you ruined that for me, too.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, guess what? They left that one open for a sequel too.
Really? They did? What about BioShock? I don't think they left that one open, but there's still one coming. From what I hear, I didn't beat that game either. But I don't think that they... I wouldn't say, not to spend too much time on this, but I don't think they would go holiday 2009 because isn't BioShock supposed to BioShock 2 supposed to release then? I think they would want to release it before that.
Well, holiday, though, is from any time from the end of October till Christmas, you know, till January 1st.
Yeah.
So
you have a lot I don't of think titles. They want to... Yeah, but I don't think they want to be in, you know, a week or two before or after BioShock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
All right, yeah, we'll see, and we'll definitely report on it. So let's hit this week's feature story then.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, ladies and gents, today's feature is the much-anticipated, and when I say much, not from me, Guitar Hero Aerosmith. You can light up the stage with some of the best rock and roll tracks of all time, including Aerosmith's greatest hits and songs from some of the world's best bands. Be a part of the band and become Aerosmith with characters of the entire band showing off legendary moves in the most electrifying rock venues. So, okay, let's pause there. What exactly do they mean by electrifying rock venues? Because I have a feeling that they're going to be almost exactly the same as Guitar Hero 3. Am I correct?
No, they've actually done new venues. The venues in this game will be famous places that were famous for Aerosmith. Things, places that they, like the very first club they played at, maybe the first arena, some of the big places that were important to them and their legacy. So this it won't be the same venues. They did. That's all brand new, your backdrops and stuff for this game.
Okay. Well, all right, then I will continue. You can experience Aerosmith's greatest hits of all time in this game. The game features master tracks from Aerosmith, including the top 40 Sweet Emotion and an original song by Joe Perry. You can perform hot opening tracks by superstar bands, perform other iconic tracks by rock and roll heroes chosen by Aerosmith, including Cheap Trick, Joan Jett, and many more. Great. Rock out the Aerosmith way. Walk this way through the career of Aerosmith, starting with their first concert at Nipmuc High School. So I guess that will be one of the electrifying rock venues.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. Be Joe Perry and shred along Steven Tyler as some of the most memorable venues from Aerosmith's career. So I don't know if I would really classify a high school as an electrifying rock venue, but whatever floats their boat. Party offline or show off online. Share the limelight and combine your stellar skills with friends during co-op to accomplish your highest scores yet. Challenge others during head-to-head online competition and reach Aerosmith-level rock stardom. You know, Mark, I think that sounds like Guitar Hero 3.
Very much so. It is Guitar Hero 3. It's just got new music, new backdrops, and new characters.
Yeah. So, the overkill date on this one is 6/29/2008. But before we move on, I just wanted to just get this off my chest one last time, because if you've listened to the previous shows, whenever Guitar Hero Aerosmith has come up, I've always said, there's no reason to release this game. Absolutely none. You can put all this in a DLC. You could still charge $60 for it. People will still buy it. But why waste a CD? And, you know, I know that people that already have Guitar Hero 3 are still going to get the guitar. Now, Wing, you aren't. You're just going to, you're renting the game just to play it. And that's fine. I might even do that.
I will not. I will not buy this game. There's no way. Because I mean, I like Aerosmith, but not enough to play their songs over and over and over again. And I mean, and that's the thing, like Rock Band, I've played it so much lately that I've actually grown kind of sick of some of the music. But at least it's all different bands. I can't imagine playing through, not going to play through this game. I'll probably play through it once, maybe twice. But that's probably about it, and then I'll send it back. Just to play some of the songs, and that's really about it. You know, knock out a few achievements, and just, you know, at least say I played it, but there's no way I would buy it, because I just can't see myself going back to play Aerosmith more than a couple times.
Yeah. No, I know, and Rock Band definitely, there's a couple songs on there that I'm like, oh my goodness, do I have to play this again? But the nice thing about Rock Band is that they're committed to a constant DLC schedule. So every week, there's new songs. So if you get tired of one song, you go download another one for $2. I mean, and then you play it on all three or four instruments, whatever it is. With Guitar Hero, you only have, until Guitar Hero 4 comes out, you only have one, you only have a guitar. So you can't go, you know what, I'm kind of bored of the guitar on this one. I'm going to switch to the drums. Oh, wait. Same price, still only, you know, just a guitar. Yeah. Now, bass, oh my goodness, wow. But I just don't, I know why Activision did it, because they're going to still make buckets of money, but I just have a problem when they're trying to gouge people out of money. I mean, people are still going to buy it, and everybody's like, oh my goodness, Aerosmith is the greatest thing, and this is going to be the best game. No, it's not. It's just going to be an updated fixed version of Guitar Hero 3 with Aerosmith. That's
right.
It.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, exactly right. So,
I mean, I don't know. That's, I'll get off my soapbox now, but it's, I just don't understand. And then they're going to release Guitar Hero 4 this November or whenever. I'll buy that, and I'll probably get the drums. I'll probably get the whole pack. But then Metallica will come around 6 months later. I'm like, what? This is retarded. I mean, and then they're not even backwards compatible. So anything that I download or have for Aerosmith, I can't even play it on Metallica, if I understand that correctly, correct?
As far as we know,
it's all
they're
on the day.
All separate individual. They've not stated anything about being, you know, backward compatible or nothing. So,
well, which would make sense, because I don't think there will be any DLC that comes out for Aerosmith.
I would expect not.
I mean, I could
it's
be wrong.
It's more of like an add-on or... It's more of like a standalone add-on, if you will. It's, I mean, it is Guitar Hero 3, but they have done some camera work. They've changed the camera angles. They've done a lot of work with Aerosmith. So it won't be an actual, you know, copy of Guitar Hero 3. So it's not Guitar Hero 3, which is Aerosmith. There is some other visual enhancements done. Some things have changed. But like Kyle said, it's still... nothing big. It's basically just one band, so it is.
Yeah, it won't get revolutionary until Guitar Hero 4, which then it's still not revolutionary because Rock Band just did it, you know, from then a year ago. So, you know, the only thing that slightly looks tempting is the drum set that they have, which is like has cymbals on it. So. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, that could be cool, but that could get really annoying really fast. I don't know. Everyone knows that I'm definitely not going to buy this game. The only game that I'm going to buy from Activision till then is going to be Guitar Hero 4. I'm not going to buy Metallica because that's a waste of money. Again, DLC. Just give me DLC and I might download it. Just give me the option. So... But people are going to be like, whoa, Metallica's awesome, you know, rock on, and then buy this game and for $90 and get another guitar. And sooner or later, people are going to have like 15 guitars laying around their house.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't understand it, but I'll get off my soapbox and we can continue on. So.
Can we?
You know what? Let me talk about this some more. No, I'm just kidding. I'm turning into Brun and his Blu-ray with DLC and Activision, but like I said, Check it out, 6/29/2008. I would say that if at all, I'll rent it. But tell me how it is, Wing. If it's good, then I might get it because I still have the guitar. All right, well, let's hit the next section here.
Get your Microsoft points ready. Let's see what's new on the marketplace.
Hello, everybody. This is Brun, a.k.a. BJSwick33, coming at you with the first Xbox Live Arcade review. This week, I have two games to cover, the first being Happy Tree Friends False Alarm, which is based off the popular and twisted web series. The main goal in this is to maneuver Lumpy and his accident-prone friends through a series of levels with various obstacles using pretty much like a point-and-click. You move your cursor over certain areas and perform actions. You have various different moves like, you know, using a freeze or a firecracker or fire to interact with the level to make things happen, like doors opening, water freezing, slowing down them walking, because pretty much the character moves from left to right, and your whole goal is to get to the end of the level before the time runs out. It started out pretty funny. I started it up, and it reminded me kind of a Loco Roco type of intro music. Then continue along, very colorful. The controls seemed a little, I don't want to say glitchy, but anytime I wanted to interact with like a button to raise a gate of some sort, I would have to try two or three times to get my cursor exactly on that button, because it would like jump across the screen. Had a few funny points. So also had some animals or friends getting cut in half. Not sure how the youngsters would like it, but it's probably not that bad. And this is available now for 800 Microsoft points. And like I said, it really didn't capture me, so, and it's really not my cup of tea. So let's move to the next one. Next, I had Ticket to Ride. First, I looked at this, and I was like, I really wasn't going to get into it. Didn't seem, in my mind, even worth reviewing, but I kind of caught myself playing it a good bit. This here is, I want to consider it a card game or board game where you see a board of the United States and you get a destination ticket where you have to take one point and meet the other, where you're and basically to do that you are drawing train cards, and let's say you need 5 train cards to map Chicago to Columbus, and your whole ticket is to go from Chicago to New York City. So if you would make that time, you get a certain amount of points. So it is a card game. Like I said, at first I was kind of like, oh, what is this? I really wasn't get used to it. Controls are simple. You're basically using 2 or 3 buttons, picking cards. It does have Xbox Live enabled, so you can play against a friend. The map looks nice. It's pretty basic, but like I said, I didn't think I'd like it, and I caught myself during the demo playing this one longer than False Alarm. So this one, I would say you have to try it yourself. It's 800 Microsoft points, and it's also available now. Not exactly sure, you know, how well it will do, but like I said, I caught myself playing it a little bit. In my opinion, I probably am finished with it. But like I said, it was interesting. It's pretty much up to you. So I'm going to give the show back to Marana Cow and Wing. So talk to you later, guys.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya, 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, Tip of the Week time. And this week, I haven't played the game, but I know it's popular out there right now. And this tip is for Grid. And I thought this was funny. Anybody new to this game probably got it by mistake. But it's the roadblock achievement.
I did.
For 10 gamer score. And basically it says, be involved in a 10-car pileup. Now, Kyle, I got a question for you on this, because when I'm done, okay, I want you to see if this makes sense. Now, it says, okay, be involved in a 10-car pileup. That's the short description. Now, the long description is, you have to be involved in a crash with at least three other cars. I think you know where I'm going. Okay, the easiest way to achieve this is to not to brake on the first corner and plow your car into the pack of cars going into the turn. Whether you deliberately go after this achievement or not, it is one you will unlock with relative ease. Can be done in Grid World, Career, Race Day, Single Race, and Multiplayer. So that's a quick 10 points. Now, Kyle, does that make any sense? You have to be involved with at least three other cars, but it says you got to be in a 10-car pileup?
You know, I'm sure there's some way, like some calculus formula, that you can get 10 to 3. Like, there must be some mathematical illusion behind that. But no, just plain words, that makes no sense at all. I think I got that one pretty easy, though. As some people might know, if you ever played with me in Forza 2 or any other game, I think I've pronounced that I'm a very aggressive driver. I normally don't brake during turns. What I'll do is on that first turn, I'll actually, like, hit a car and then, like, be able to use their car to, like, position myself so I don't spin out. So I'll end up spinning them out, but I'll be just fine. Use them basically as a wall, banking wall. So I got this one pretty darn easy. I tried to, you know, what I thought was fun about this real fast was, this is Grid is a great game, by the way. If you're at any point, I'm not even a big racing person. I liked Forza 2, and I will be getting Forza 3. But Grid was really good. It got really hard, so I was like, I'm done with this. You can hire a driver in the game. You can hire drivers. But it's not really hiring a driver like Forza 2. It's like hiring a teammate. So, but like, your teammates are horrible, and then once you get a good teammate, he like wants to win. So I've been spun out by my teammate like at least 4 times. And I got really mad, and I almost fired the guy. But anyways, the fun thing about this is that if you get a really good car and there's a long straightaway, what I like to do sometimes is, if I'm winning, because there's a flashback feature in it where if you screw up, you have like 10 seconds to rewind, and then you can hit the X button and you go back to that point in time on the instant replay. Use that a lot too. Ran out of a lot of times. You only get 4 per race. But what I like to do is go like 200 miles into a barricade, and it shows your G-force that you exerted on your body. And I tried to get like the highest number, and I think one of them was like 250 G's, and I was like, holy, he's dead. Yeah. But yeah, so it's definitely a fun game. Achievement makes no sense to me, but I'm pretty sure I still got it. The game's pretty fun, but it's pretty hard to unlock some achievements, so I gave up and sent it back. But definitely a fun game. Good graphics, great gameplay, racing features, stuff like that. It's pretty cool. So check it out if you're interested, at all interested. You won't be disappointed.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's community update.
All right. We have only one question this week, and that is from Captain Hook. And he says, I was talking to one of my friends last night and was told that the Jedi from Star Wars Unleashed will be in the new Soul Calibur game. I was wondering what you think of this. my understanding, the new Soul Calibur game was on the Xbox you'd have Yoda, and on the PS3 they're going to have Darth Vader. That's the only ones that I know of that are in the Soul Calibur game. But Darth Vader is in Star Wars Unleashed. Or Star Wars Force Unleashed, I think, is what the actual title is.
That's kind of funny. I just now, you know, I knew there was Star Wars in Star Wars characters in Soul Calibur game, but it's kind of funny that the contrast between Yoda and Darth Vader on the PS3. I don't know if they're just going with colors because Darth Vader is normally black.
Yoda's green.
But he is kind of green. But it's kind of, you know, the good side versus the bad side. It's just kind of funny from an Xbox fanboy. Yeah. Yeah, the horrible PS3 versus the great midget, you know, Jedi. So
there you go.
Now, we might not have the best hardware, but we still kick butt.
Yeah.
See, there you go. There you go.
So Cam Hook, I don't know if he's talking about someone else. If he's talking about the actual Apprentice, but I'm only familiar with those two characters. So, all right. If you want to submit questions to us, there are multiple ways to do it. One, you can send us an email at contact@xboxpodcast.com. You can also go to xboxpodcast.com/forums and go into the section to submit suggestions, submit a question. I don't know what to say. Been a while since I've been out there. But go into our forums. I'm going to do it right now. Go. So you go to xboxpodcast.com/forums, and you will see a couple different categories. And go into the one that says, oh, I was right, suggestions. And then you will see, do you have a question for your hosts? Click there, add your question. That's what Captain Hook did. If you don't want to email us, you can do it that way. Another way you can do it is you can leave us a voicemail.
What?
You can leave us a voicemail.
What?
You know what? We'll even play your voicemail in the show so you can hear yourself asking your question. To do that, you can just call us at 206-203-1392. And when you call, just please say, hey, this is Captain Hook, and I was wondering, blah, 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 and state your question, something like that. All right? And if you just want to give a shout-out or just say hey or whatever you want, you can call and leave that voicemail for us, and we'll put it in the show.
Well, Mark, you know, before you go on, I actually think we already have a voicemail. So let's go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, Xbox Podcast! Yeah!
Well, thank you for that voicemail. Have no idea who you are, but again, thank you for it actually works, so that's pretty cool. and now, knowing us, we probably screwed up somehow and have it forward to Microsoft, or I don't even know. But thanks for calling in and using the voicemail feature. Next time, if you want to leave a voicemail so we can, you know, properly address you, you don't even have to say your first name. Just say, hey, this is, you know, my gamer tag is MaronaCow3, and I love Kyle. That would be weird. But anyways, you want to just give us your gamer tag or just make up some random name so we can at least, you know, say thank you, random name. That would be awesome. But anyways, Mark, sorry. Continue.
Let's go to Frappers. Why don't you... We got a Frapper this week. You wanna take over?
You know, I will take the reins. It's like Brun's giving me the reins, and I will try not to screw them up, even though I know I will. John LeBannon. Anyways, number one, our only one, is going to be Indy Meister. I think that's correct with no E. From Greensboro, North Carolina in the USA. And his comment, and I agree 145%, beware of wingman with grenades.
Wait a minute. What?
Definitely agree
with
that.
Wait a minute. Is this a setup?
Do we have to rewind? Do we want to rewind to that podcast where we talk about that Gratu? I still remember
it. I think this is a setup.
I have a good memory. I have a good memory. And I know exactly what happened. And I don't want to talk about it, but we can.
Good. Let's move on.
We could go down that road.
Moving on.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right. We wouldn't have completed it anyways. It doesn't matter. It was a freaking ridiculous level, but still, there's that chance, Wayne, if you wouldn't have blown us up. Okay. Anyways, so thanks for adding us or adding yourself to our Frapper. You can. It's very easy to add yourself. You don't have to make an account or anything like that. You just go to xboxpodcast.com and just put in, you know, pin yourself to wherever on the map. You can live in Antarctica for all I care. Just put yourself on there, put a name so that we can announce you in the show. And if you want to put a beware of wingman with grenades, you get extra kudos. So anyways, now, you know, another thing, Mark, is we have a Xbox Podcast Twitter. Did you know that?
I am aware of that.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Because this is where anyone like our casual listener would know where to meet us for Beat Up the Hosts and when, you know, the latest 1 second update on the newest Xbox Podcast release. So if you would like to follow our every step on Twitter, just add the account name in your Twitter box, Xbox Podcast, with no spaces, and you'll get constant updates of new episode releases, Beat Up the Hosts, and anything we feel that you guys need to know. So, like, next one's going to be Beware of Wingman with Grenades. So, anyways. So, Mark, why don't you talk to everybody about phone casting?
Well, basically, if you don't have your iPod with you, you're not on the internet, and you want to still hear our show, and you have your cell phone with you, or you happen to have a regular telephone nearby, you can just dial 712-318-9269. That'll take you directly in, and automatically you'll start hearing our latest episode. If you want a toll-free number, you can call 866-647-8182. And this will take you to the Broken Eggs Media page. And basically, you want to select option 2 to listen to the Xbox podcast. If you want to hear any of our other shows, such as WoW or Guild Wars or any of our other shows that we have available, just go ahead and listen to the other options. And basically, that's going to end our special major spork edition of Xbox podcast.
You know, but he really said that it was going to be like 20 minutes, and I think we did pretty good with our run, you know, 40 minutes. And, you know, we got a special treat for you guys. After we sign off, Brun actually decided to do one last thing for us and recorded himself talking about HD, DVD, and Blu-ray for 30 minutes. So if you guys want to listen to that, it's at the trail end of our show after the credits. So, no, I'm just kidding.
No,
we wouldn't do that to you guys. That's just a waste of download space. I'm just kidding, Brun. I know I'm going to get flamed for that later. But before we sign off, Wing, I think we need to give credit where credit is due to our lovely bandwidth provider, Cashfly. Cashfly, thank you so much for all your bandwidth that you give us and you know, all the speedy downloads for all of our listeners. So if you ever needed to get some content out to the masses, yeah, maybe do your own podcast or make your own website with some download options, check out Cashfly at cashfly.com. And you know what, Wing, unless you got anything, I think that's the conclusion of our sort of semi-short episode 63.
I got nothing.
All right. So that is the conclusion of episode 63. You can send your questions, comments, complaints to contact at xboxpodcast.com, or, like Wing mentioned, you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums.
And this is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709, and I am without speech.
That's what I thought, because you took way too long. Anyways, this is Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow, and I'm off to do absolutely nothing. So, see you guys later.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.